Stark, this is Rick Tidding. Robert Nelson. Nelson is N-E-L-S-O-N. Nelson. N as in Nancy. Robert. Date of birth is 5/26/39. Date of visit is 4/6/33. Please make copy. I'm sorry, 4/6/23. Please make copy for Dr. Richard Potts. P-O-T-T-S. P. Potts. P as in Paul. Date of birth, I'm sorry. Next paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Robert Nelson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 83-year-old male who has had a persistent cough for the past 1 year. Since he was treated for a COVID-19 infection approximately 1 year ago. The patient has been treated with antibiotics, oral steroids, bronchodilators, and he also had a chest x-ray done on February 20th, 23, which showed no active disease. The patient does have some post-nasal drip and nasal congestion. And he denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. He has not lost any weight recently. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for appendectomy and hernia repair, and a history of right hip replacement surgery. He's known to have an abdominal aortic aneurysm. He also has been diagnosed to have mild Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph. Allergies to dust mites. Next. Habits: the patient never smoked, drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a stroke, mother died of heart disease. Next, med list. Included Advair. Advair HFA, 2 puffs, BID. Ropinirole, 2 milligrams, 3 times daily. Paroxetine, 10 milligrams daily. Trazodone, 50 milligrams, such as loratadine, 10 milligrams daily. Cingulate, 10 milligrams a day. And Tramadol, 50 milligrams every 6 hours. Gardasem, 240 milligrams daily. And Amiodarone, 100 milligrams daily. Can you also mention in the past history? The patient also has a history for atrial arrhythmias and depression. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Review of systems for patients. Had no recent weight loss, complaints of fatigue, he has no cataracts or glaucoma, he has hoarseness, no vertigo. He has wheezing, cough, chest congestion, and shortness of breath. He has nausea, heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg edema, he has depression, anxiety, he has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, and he has some itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no clubbing or cyanosis. There's mild peripheral edema and no lymphadenopathy. His blood pressure 126/70, pulse 96, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 160, saturation 94. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And few basilar crackles, more on the left side. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, normal, minus 3. Abdomen is soft, benign. No mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Extremities will minimal edema. And there's no cap tenderness or swelling. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor lesions, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways. Number 2 is history of COVID-19 infection. Number 3 is restless leg syndrome. Number 4 is chronic dyspnea. And number 5 benign prostatic enlargement. Next paragraph. Plan: patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. He will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will be given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And advised to get a CBCIG level and a BMP. And a follow-up visit to be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts. POTTS. Potts Richard. P.S. and Paul. POTTS. Thank you.